Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want
to
die.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow us on Facebook, and you can find me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. So at the age of 24, U.S. Army Ranger Sean Parnell was named commander of a 40-man elite infantry platoon known as the Outlaws, and was tasked with rooting out Pakistan-based insurgents along Afghanistan's eastern frontier. His New York Times best-selling memoir, Outlaw Platoon, tells how close combat reshaped the lives of Parnell and his men, and how the love and faith they found in one another kept them alive. Army Ranger, combat infantryman with the elite 10th Mountain Division, and veteran of 485 days of fierce fighting along the Afghan-Pakistani border, Captain Parnell's unique leadership skills welded his platoon into one of the most fierce and effective American fighting units in modern military history. Repeatedly outnumbered and outgunned by a foe whose avowed purpose was to overrun his platoon, Sean's Outlaws battled furiously in the most rugged terrain on the planet, the towering Hindu Kush Mountains. 85% of his platoon received Purple Hearts for wounds incurred in battle, but his men gave far more than they received. Outlaw Platoon killed over 350 enemy fighters in some of the biggest firefights of the Afghan War. His platoon remains one of the most decorated Army units since 9/11. Sean was wounded in action on June 10, 2006, when his platoon was nearly overrun for the first time by a force that outnumbered them almost 10 to 1. Refusing to leave his men as they battled the enemy at point-blank range, Sean was knocked unconscious and wounded two more times during the firefight. Each time, he returned to his feet to lead his men again and again. His selfless example prompted one of his soldiers to remark later, quote, "Sean Parnell saved us all." After the June 10th, 2006 battle, Sean continued to suffer from untreated head and neurological wounds. For weeks after, cerebral spinal fluid leaked from his ears and nose while he continued to patrol with his men. His dedication to his men came at great personal cost. When he returned home following the 2006 deployment, his wounds forced him from the Army, and he was medically discharged. Sean retired a highly decorated captain and was awarded two Bronze Stars, one for valor, as well as he was awarded the Purple Heart. We are honored to have a true American hero joining us now. Sean, thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for your service to our country, my friend.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for making time for me, and it's an honor to serve this country. I look back on my time in Afghanistan, And we really were thrown into the meat grinder for sure. But, you know, it was a blessing of a lifetime to be a small part of that infantry platoon and serve among heroes and then come back to the greatest country on the face of the planet and have the opportunity to live here. It's just I feel blessed every day.
Well, to say a small part, that's to say the least. Sean, you're also co-founder of the American Warrior Initiative, an organization that inspires people to give back to our nation's veterans. You also work to pass the Veterans Access to Care Through Choice, Accountability, and Transparency Act, correct?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, I got back from the war, and I thought, you know what? You know, fighting in a war is just one front, right? And there's a second war, and that's the war when you come home, to try to come home and live a life in a country in which sometimes you feel like an exile. And what I mean by that is that, you know, only 0.4% of America served during the longest period of war in our nation's history. And so I thought that we need to do everything we can to help veterans come home the right way. And that's why, you know, we helped found the American Warrior Initiative, which gives service dogs to veterans, first responders, and their families, just to let them know that they are loved and appreciated here. And that bill that you're talking about, VA choice and accountability, essentially, when we saw in Phoenix, do you remember the Phoenix waitlist scandal where veterans died on secret lists waiting for health care?
Absolutely. Our Senator Jerry Moran has been working on this for a long time, and we're very familiar with it here in Kansas.
Yes, I was so upset by that I started working with an amazing group of veterans at Concerned Veterans for America to write that bill. And, you know, we had a real tough time in 2014 and 2015 getting it through the House, and Bernie Sanders was a major obstacle in the Senate. And then it finally made it into President Barack Obama's office, but I think it died on his desk there. But President Trump signed that bill into law. It's called the Mission Act in 2018. And I feel like it's one of the most substantive VA reforms in a generation. It holds VA employees who are responsible for misconduct, serious misconduct. It gives the president the ability to hold those people accountable. And it also just gives veterans the ability to choose where they want to get their health care. And, you know, this isn't an anti-VA bill. Gosh, I love the VA. We're blessed to have it. But if some veterans that live in a rural community have to drive 5 hours to a VA hospital, we don't want them to have to do that. And so this bill gave them the ability to say, you know what, I want to choose a private doctor here in my own community to get health care. And I feel like, man, it's just incredible that I was a part of that. I just look back and it's just so cool.
You know, Sean, as if you haven't served your country enough already, those of us who saw you speak at the RNC found out you're currently a congressional candidate in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, come on, dude, you've taken rounds for your country. Now you want to take political rounds? I mean, dude.
John, I it was never in the cards for me. I didn't look, you know, some politicians are career politicians. I feel like that's all they ever want to do. They look at these seats and they say, oh, I'm going to run. That was never the case for me. The president came to the district in October of 2019, and at that point had never met him, had never talked to him, but he called me out in a speech to run randomly, and I wasn't even there. I was in South Carolina giving a service dog to a veteran. And my mom called me. I come off the stage. I look at my phone. There's like 50 missed calls. I'm like, oh, my God, there must be a death in the family. And my mom's like, Sean. I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? And she goes, dude, are you running for Congress? And I said, Mom, no, I'm not running for Congress. And she said, well, the president of the United States says you're running for Congress. And I said, what? And she sent me this video. And sure enough, it was the president calling me out to run. And so I said, okay.
I guess you are.
I guess I am. And two weeks later, I turned my life upside down and got in the race. And so, you know, thank goodness that this book, One True Patriot, was turned in before that, because I don't know how I would have gotten it done.
Well, and, you know, the whole country got to see you last week in action. You were a primetime speaker at the Republican National Convention. Compared to 485 days in fighting, that must have been a cakewalk, right?
Actually, no. you put the Taliban in front of me. I know how to deal with it, right? But the, you know, in politics is a whole different ballgame. I was really nervous. I was really nervous. I feel like I don't even remember what the heck I said, but I feel like the speech resonated with both Republicans and Democrats, and that's the mission, right? To do everything that we can to bring people together. You know, in Afghanistan, they led the most diverse infantry platoon you could imagine. But we looked past our many differences, united and under a common banner, and we were able to accomplish great things. And I know that in this country, we can do the same. If we look past our many differences, united as Americans, we're unbeatable. And that was the whole theme of the speech. And I feel like it seemed to have resonated. And I can't believe it. I mean, 35 million people or something watched the convention every night. I was nervous was an understatement.
Well, it was a great speech. Thank you again for your service, brother. Thank you for joining us this evening. The new book is called One True Patriot. It's available on Amazon now. Can you give us a little preview what it's about?
Yeah, John, yeah, please go pick up a copy. This is my best fiction book. When I was in Afghanistan, it's a Tom Clancy political military thriller. You know, Eric Steele is the hero. He's a spy. In this book, his family and his friends are dying. His military brothers in arms are dying, and he's left. He's got to figure out who's doing the killing, all while stopping a threat and navigating political threats from the halls of Congress. And so, you know, it's a Tom Clancy, Brad Thor type spy thriller, and I know that people are going to totally dig it because I feel like it's my best book to date.
Well, you know, I shared in the intro, I shared a little bit of your bio and your combat history. Thank you again for your service, my friend. I thought your speech at the RNC was incredible, and I want to wish you the best of luck. You've got you're trying to take out a Democrat incumbent. And that's what we've got to do. I think right now is a great time for us. The Democrats, I think, have been sitting on the sidelines, just assuming they were going to win this election. And we need young Republicans like you in order to energize our base and win back some of these states that I think we can win. And I think, are you seeing that on the doorstep? Are you hearing? How do you feel the race is going?
Don, I think that we're winning. Yes. And you're absolutely right. Democrats. And I say the new Democrats, right? Because the new Democratic Party, these are the people that are out there rioting, looting, burning down businesses, attacking police officers. The reason why I reached out to Democrats in my speech, John, was because there are thousands of Democrats here in Western Pennsylvania that believe their party has left them and are looking for somewhere else to go. Well, guess what? You love this country. You believe America is exceptional. You believe America is a land of opportunity. Then stand with us. We don't have to agree on everything. At what point did we say in this country that we always have to agree with one another? I mean, my goodness, sit around my table at dinner with my big Italian family. We don't agree on anything, but we're still a family. We still love one another. And we're in this country, we're the great American family. And so come into our tent. Join us in the fight for freedom and the preservation of the American way of life, right? Because that's what this election is all about. And I think it's going really well. I mean, we're winning. I mean, we're just winning. We outraised my Democrat incumbent opponent in the second quarter by a lot, and that rarely happens. And I think the third quarter is going to be even better. So join the movement, right? Join
Amen.
The movement. Get on board. Let's fight for our country.
Amen, brother. If folks want more information, they can find you on Twitter at Sean Parnell USA with two L's. If they want to donate, they can go to seanforcongress.co, right?
Seanforcongress.co.
All right, brother. Thank you again. Best of luck. Carry on the fight, my friend.
All right. Thank you, John. Take care.
Well, folks, there's a reason the governor has a 55% negative approval rating in the state of Kansas. You know, if you needed to look no further, it's the fact that she is going to seek to extend the state's disaster declaration. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about it. If you want to join us, 316-869-1330, give us a call. Otherwise, she may just get away with it. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.